Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
¿Qué onda, familia? If you're looking for a fun, feel-good listening experience,
check out our podcast, Hanging with Los Otelos.
My name is your boy, Edgar, and this is my beautiful wife, Janet.
Hi, guys. We're a bilingual Mexican-American married couple with two beautiful young daughters.
We're ready to fully expose our life, discuss relationship drama, yours and ours, and fill you with faith, encouragement, and laughter.
Se va a poner bueno, so come hang out with us.
Listen to Hanging with Los Otelos on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, visit losotelos.com.
Mama, Dad, I love it.
Open your hearts and loosen your butts. It's time for couples therapy.
Yeah, this podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new jubu. They gon' talk about it, ah, yeah, you are invited, ah, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's
welcome to Couples Therapy. My name is Andy.
And I am Naomi.
And we are a real life couple. We are a real life couple of comedians. And on Couples Therapy, the podcast, we take the best sets from our live show Couples Therapy, where we have stand-ups who are lovers, spouses, best friends, and siblings do sets together about their relationship. And we bring them right to your ears, right into your ear canals, right through the hammer, straight into your brains.
I love when you get medicinal. Medical, professional, hammer, anvil, stirrup.
Hey, you and my parents would have loved to have a doctor.
Oh, I was gonna say I wouldn't have, and then I'm like, yeah, I would have. Somebody up in this house gotta have a steady check.
Oh man, if I had been a doctor, you would be able to live your Nancy Myers lifestyle.
Ooh, girl.
In full
taupe, cream, beige, work. You guys, we just wanted to give you, I don't know, like an update?
Yes. An update from a previous episode. First of all, welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcoming. You should say welcome out loud. Welcome us into your ears. If you can, wherever you are right now, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, I don't care if you're listening to this. I don't care if you're in a movie theater and you're like,
who would listen to the podcast in a movie theater?
I don't know. You're watching Venom and you're like, I don't want to watch. This is boring. I'm going to listen to Couples Therapy.
Oh, my God.
And you put it on wherever you are, yell right at the loudest you can, yell the word welcome, and we'll feel it. Somehow we'll hear it, somehow we'll feel it, and we will know, and we will feel welcomed.
Yeah. Don't do it.
On Twitter, a couple of new listeners have asked for an update from an earlier episode. They tweeted us, they're like, hey, what's the deal with the YouTube drummer? Now, if you don't remember, this is early episode, I don't know, episode 3, 2, somewhere we talked about our troubles. Upstairs in the apartment above us lives a 24-year-old YouTube drummer,
and it's what you think it is. It's what you think would happen living under that level of youthful confidence, youthful ignorance, and percussive drive,
and a YouTube personality. So everything. You know, imagine Logan Paul living above you. Imagine.
I heard the people in his neighborhood weren't happy. Too many parties, too many skater boys.
Imagine PewDiePie living above you.
I don't know about anything about PewDiePie.
Yeah, no, I literally know. I'm way too old. Now, of course, I know all the Snapchat personalities. I know all the Vine personalities, but I just somehow missed all the YouTube personalities.
Yeah, you missed him. So it still is what it is.
So, yeah, so the update. Okay, so basically, you know, we've had this kind of like what I'll call, it's the same thing I call my relationship with my parents, an icy detente.
Yes, that's literally what I was thinking.
Where it is just, it's a cold war in a certain way. I mean, there's no war at all. It's just it's a John Le Carre novel. It is it's just a what I imagine like a snowy field, and we see each other across the snowy field, and we don't interact.
Yeah.
That's us and our YouTube drummer neighbor. But we have, and you can go back and listen to the episode that it's in for the full story. But basically, you know, he's had band practices in there. He's had loud band meetings on the porch, loud conversations. And he's very, whenever we've like kindly asked him, which is all of twice, we've lived there over a year, and we've asked him a total of two times, hey, you know, please don't have band meetings for an hour out on the porch. You know, we can hear everything. He's been very smirky about it. In fact, that's his like lifestyle, the smirk lifestyle. He's living a smirk life.
Smirk life. Yeah. It's not good. So basically,
he's real smirksome.
Lately, you know, what's really gotten me is weekend mornings, I found myself awakened to the sound of maybe a drum pad or a drum kit being just a bingity bingity bing. I don't know how to do the sound of drums.
What were those, steel drums? It sounded like you were trying steel drums, Naomi. Bing a bing bing a bing bong bing bing.
They weren't steel. They're like drum pads, and they're just like right above my head. But what's killing me about them is 8:30 on a Saturday morning, 10 a.m. on a Sunday. Like, who's up and drumming at 8:30 on a Saturday? I literally in my head was like, is he on meth? You know, because that was literally, I'm like, what else would drive you to play your instrument at 8:30 in the morning? And then what's crazy, I could never imagine not being aware that I was on top of another human being, just like living above somebody. The house, you know, it's old. It's not very reinforced. So I just couldn't imagine forgetting, because I certainly don't forget that I'm under somebody, or that knowing that if I can hear conversations on my porch, then likely someone on my porch can hear my conversation. I never forget that.
Yes.
There's never a moment of feeling not as though somebody has access to my life.
You're very self-aware of your space.
Very self-conscious.
It makes you just want to go over to him and go, hey, man, stop it with the
steel
drums.
Stop it. I didn't mean them to be steel drums. You know what I meant. It was the drum pad sound at well, 8 in the morning.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't think we've ever told him. We've just told him, like, hey, we can hear your band practice. We can hear your band meeting. We can hear your frenzied call to not frenzied.
We didn't do.
He never. He's never frenzied. He's always groovy.
He's a very cool, chill, groovy dude.
Your groovy call to your manager. We've never told him that we can hear every footstep. We can hear every time their cats run down the hallway.
And I would never begrudge a cat a run. All right, that's not what this is about, people.
That's not the point.
Don't think for a second it's about the cat.
That's not the point. I don't think he knows. I think he's young. He is. I don't want to give away too many identifying features, but he is from a state where meth is plentiful, so he could be on meth. We don't know meth. He's not.
You guys, we would never slander. He is probably not on meth.
Probably not, but he is from a meth state, so all bets are off. So, but the thing is, I don't know if he, being a young person, I don't know if he is as self-aware as we are. We've been through a lot of therapy, Naomi, you know? We are aware of ourselves. I'm not, he's also super smirky, so I'm not like trying to justify totally, but the thing that gets me, even if you don't know that, the thing that's been bothering us lately is that drum set that he does. It he'll just every once in a while for like 10 minutes he'll just drum. This is a new thing. He has bought some kind of drum set before. Whatever drum set he had, I don't think was on the ground.
It was more now, guitar. Yeah,
but like he had like maybe I would hear drumming, but I thought maybe they were like bongos or something.
Yeah.
These are on the ground and shake our apartment. It when he plays it, it shakes the apartment. It is our own Methquake.
I will say the thing is where Andy and I are differing is that for me, sometimes when someone does something that's so obviously outlandish, my assumption is that they do not live in the land of reason. Now, maybe I'm coming in too hot, but my thinking is like, you must be unreasonable to drum at 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday, so you're not worth having a convo with. Now, listeners, tell me if I'm wrong. You know, may holler at Naomi and Andy on Twitter. Let me know if I'm being too tough, because Andy is more prepared to have a conversation. And I believe a year and change in, if you have now added an 8:30 a.m. drum session, you ain't getting any better. You beyond talking to. Am I crazy? Let me know.
You're not crazy, but I want to. But before we escalate any further, I want to, and I've tried to, whenever I hear the drumming, I've gone to ring the doorbell, but he can't hear me.
And that's Exhibit A. Your shit too loud. If I ring your damn doorbell and you doing something and you can't hear me, you need to turn that shit down. Continue. I'm sorry. I got angry.
No, I'm just saying, before we escalate to whatever the next stage is, whether it's hot warfare, whether it's some kind of landlord chat.
Never.
Whatever that next stage is, I want to at least know that my side of the street is clean, that we've had a conversation. I'm like, hey, maybe you don't know this. We hear literally everything you do. We hear, you know, every puff on that meth pipe. We hear
There's no meth involved. You guys, we would never slander a musician out in these streets.
But we would libel him. So when you get our newsletter, it's going to be full of meth jokes about our YouTube neighbor.
Oh, please. The only thing I want to put in our newsletter is these hot, hot sets we got. Okay? You guys, we have a wonderful set for you.
Oh, I'm super excited.
Oh, this one was so fun.
This was the roastiest.
Oh, the roastiest. Dear, dear friends.
Speaking of hot takes.
Dear, dear friends performing for us and our October show at the Virgil. You guys, this first set is from Danielle Perez and Madison Shepherd. They are best friends who co-host the monthly show Gentrification in Highland Park in L.A. Danielle has performed at comedy clubs and festivals across the country and opened for comics like Maria Bamford, Guy Branum, and Lori Kilmartin. Madison's stand-up has been featured on Hoo Ha Ha, Funny or Die, BuzzFeed, and you can catch her in the upcoming Comedy Central show The New Negroes, and her soon-to-be-released digital series Saturday Morning-ish Cartoons will also be on ComedyCentral.com.
Woo!
You guys, you're going to have a lot of fun listening to Danielle and Madison.
Roll it!
Oh, man, what's up, y'all?
A rolling clap for Rolling Girl.
I mean, I love it.
I love it, too.
Anybody who shits on Danielle, I'm like, fuck yeah, do it some more. It's really interesting.
We have been best friends for almost 15 years.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it? I know I look like her younger sister. You know what I mean? Like, she's definitely the older of us, and it's hard to believe I've been alive for 15 years, but, like,
despite all the obstacles, we're here.
Honestly, we've tried to not be friends so many times.
I can't shake her like a dog just latched on to the wheel.
Honestly, it's just...
The backside, lots of skid marks.
Yes, just it's very codependent is what we're saying.
But we're happy to be here.
We are. We became friends because we were both hosting separately viewing parties weekly.
Competing. America's Next Top Model viewing parties. Okay.
And one of our dear gay friends, Jason,
no
was
longer
like, we
friends
should
with
have
us.
No, all of the gay men mentioned in these stories don't fuck with us anymore. You know what I mean?
They're just but like, we stay together.
But honestly, yeah.
But yeah, really, like the finest that Trader Joe's had to offer in terms of their cheese section and a $2 chalk. So
all the way. Was I a senior in high school? You betcha. And my mom let me drink at home. Anyway, so like we just. I got to go to Danielle's house to watch it, and it was really like kind of like a standoff, even though she's sitting. It was a standoff between us because it was like game recognized game. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
basically.
Sizing up. We were like 10 sizes smaller.
Honestly,
but
we used to have one chin. You know what I mean?
Not one chin, multiple. A jawline, a waistline. It was glorious.
Wait, do you remember when we were like a size 8? Oh my God.
I remember when I wore a size 6, bitch, and you wore a size 8. how the tables have turned. I'm an 18, generous 18. She's a 16.
18? Okay, 22. Get the fuck out of here. Bitch, I know. I steal your clothes, okay? I know what you truly wear. Trying to be a fucking plus size fit model. Get the fuck out of here. Talking about, oh, bitch, I'm an 18 girl, not in 2 years. Me either, though.
We're working on it. We're working clearly on our personalities and on the outside, too.
It's a lot of interior work, a lot of drinking.
But we cleanses. we were going to come up here and talk about both of our rapes, but then we...
But you know what? We thought, better we talk about our friendship tonight. You know what I mean?
Just how we were, like, bonded through trauma and alcohol. Our codependency.
I know. It's so good. I don't know. We've been friends for so fucking long. We have so many stories. It was literally like, God, where to begin and also not look terrible. Because we have done terrible things together.
I don't know what the statute of limitations is outside this country, and I don't want to be arrested for anything.
Have I abandoned her in a foreign country? You betcha.
You betcha.
You know what I mean?
You betcha.
But I knew that she would find her way. She found some dick and some coke, and she was fine. You know what I mean?
I knew it. I thrive, okay? Under adversity, when I am pushed down, literally when I am cut down, that's when I thrive.
She picked herself back up. Danielle and I, we've been friends a long time, and a weird thing about us is we've never fucked the same guy, like, ever, which is like, okay.
Try as we might.
We did try.
As we may.
Honestly, but the truth is I like attractive black men, and Danielle will just take whatever. You know what I mean? So
that's not true. She likes trash black dudes, and
that's true. Oh.
She does. She likes trash black men, and I like trash white men, and that's why those two are never going to be the same.
Honestly,
they're never going to be the same person.
We talk a lot of shit, but I will say this about Danielle. I used to hook up with this guy on and off in my early 20s, and Danielle had the opportunity.
I did.
To also hook up with
in
him.
In my bed, I saw the dick.
And it's like I a fucking Arizona tea can. It's just like, damn.
Ooh! Ooh! Oh, the top just popped off, and
ooh.
It was
bled out. It was
refreshing,
just, like,
just looking. I was parched in the desert, and I was like, you know what? I won't have that last sip, because that's for Madison, and that's how good a friend I am.
But what she didn't know... But what Danielle didn't know is me and like three other of my friends have fucked him, and like, it's fine. We were just rotating. I was like, bitch, you should have. And like, that's a regret she'll have to live with the rest of her life, that she's a good friend and didn't fuck a guy I also fucked. Get the fuck out of here. Morals. Get you nowhere, sweetheart.
Morals.
Gotta be out for yourself.
Always. She's always out for number one.
Honestly.
She is. That's why. Yeah, no, but yeah, like a lot of people think that we are the same person. That's the thing that happens.
Which, like, I get it, because we're both, like, light skin and, like, questionably black and, like,
something's in the water.
You know what I mean? They're like, we think so, but that English, you know what I mean?
You know, but obviously, we are not the same person. Like, I have a father, Madison doesn't.
Honestly,
you know?
It's really hard. I mean, I think that Danielle carries herself as somebody who has, and I quote, said, do you know who my father is? Okay, this bitch's dad is an eye doctor. And
I am the daughter of a doctor who did not go to medical school.
If you get her drunk enough, she will shout it at an officer of the law. I have seen it.
I will.
She is garbage.
Even though Madison has a white mom, I have enough white privilege for the both of us.
Honestly. Yeah.
I have told an officer at once asked me to step outside my vehicle, and I said, I don't have feet.
The gag was on him the whole time. Truly.
And then he walked away stumped. So.
There we go. Truly. Truly. Yeah, people often confuse us for one another, and it's weird because, like, I'm pretty, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, I have good skin. I'm like, I don't get it. One time, the most offended I've ever been is one time Danielle sent me to get cigarettes for her because she doesn't care about her life.
No.
And she smokes. And she sent me to get cigarettes, and she was like, oh, here's my card. Take my ID. And I was like, I don't know why this is going to help. But they didn't even question it. They thought I was this bitch. And it's like... Okay, no.
In the eyes of everyone else, this is what you look like. Isn't that horrifying? Stare into your future. As your elder, it's on its way.
Oh, my God. Kill me. You know, rather die. Rather be dead, honestly.
I will never give Madison the privilege. She's convinced because I am older, I will die sooner.
I do think that. Let me tell you something about Danielle and I. We're actually just workshopping our own podcast, which we are too lazy to do. Can you imagine? Will somebody just pay us to talk to each other like this all the time?
We'll do it on stage. We'll do it on stoops in Silver Lake.
Honestly, that's the best one.
We'll do it in parking lots at McDonald's after we've already been rejected from one because they did not have a working ice cream machine.
Can you believe it? And that was in Burbank. That is white people territory. What the fuck? Y'all's fucking ice cream machine is supposed to always work.
That's why you pay higher in taxes.
Yes. Yes. No, I mean, I'm glad we started comedy together.
This bitch is the one that wrote me in.
Yeah.
She's the one that wrote me in.
Thank you. You were earlier trying to not give me credit for that at the house. So I'm glad it's on the record that it was me first. You know, my comedy birthday is 6 months before her and I'll never let her fucking live it down. Oh, you know what I mean? I got here first, bitch. You know,
you did get here first. And I'm so glad that my first late night appearance is so much earlier than
you know what, Danielle? You know what?
She's like, this wasn't on the paper of things we discussed.
You know what, Danielle? Why don't you actually call my manager or my lawyer and then we can fucking talk about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, unwrapped, currently unwrapped. If you are wrapping anyone.
Please do not give her a platform. She is going to make disabled people look so bad. What the fuck? This is supposed to be our disabled national hero. I don't fucking think so. This bitch has a DUI. Okay? How the fuck does she have no feet and a fucking DUI?
It's because I told that officer, do you know who my father is?
Okay, but what's crazy is they didn't arrest you, right?
They didn't.
But they did put her on house.
After my DUI, I was put on house arrest, and they were going to give me an ankle monitor. And I was like, "Oh, you're going to give me an ankle monitor?" And I tried to get them to put it on the wheelchair. They're like, "No, it has to physically be on your body." So I had just like a large cuff. It's like an accessory.
Imagine she tried to bedazzle it. What a loser.
This is how you party in Mykonos, bitch.
I will say my favorite, like, we were talking about this earlier, but it's like, you know, it's tough being a woman of color, being a woman of size, and it's difficult in comedy in Los Angeles, but I'm, like, so glad I started with this idiot. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I would do without her. Probably be happier, I imagine. But I couldn't ask for a better best friend and somebody to like just have my back, unless she's like stabbing me. You know what I mean? I know it's not gonna be fatal. It's gonna be like lower half of my body. You know what I mean? It's gonna
Madison,
be fine.
We all know you want that butt job. I'm just really trying to get you closer to where you want to be.
Don't
you know?
Need it, honey. Don't need it. But bless. Wasn't there from Texas, honey? Okay.
Okay.
Alexis, Texas ain't got shit on me, bitch. I ain't have to pay for mine. You know what I mean?
Oh my God! But what happened when that guy confused you for me? Me for you.
It happens a lot in LA comedy because there's so many white people and y'all are just dumb as fuck. And it's like all the time, like, somebody will like introduce one or the other of us as like, oh, this is Danielle. Oh, this is Madison. And it's like, do you not know like the one way you can tell us the fucking part? Like, take a guess. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's because I'm funnier. But you know, I'll be on TV first. I don't know. Like,
it's a race to the top.
To the bottom. You know what I mean?
Of the barrel always.
I guess we have to like wrap it up on something.
Something.
Honestly.
But Madison's really great. I mean, she's my best friend, you know, she's the girl that will pick me up from the airport and take me to a McDonald's, you know.
That's friendship. That's also why we're so fat.
Every time I'm sad, we're at a McDonald's in the drive-thru, then we park and eat in the McDonald's. Not even enough shame to go to, like, the Walgreens next door.
No.
But eat in the parking lot there.
We're truly just here to start drama online, so please find us on the internet. We just like to stir the fucking pie. You know, we like to subtweet, so follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram.
What's your Twitter, Madison?
At Madison Shepherd. What's yours, Danielle?
At Diva Deluxe.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Whoa. What an asshole. Who doesn't use their fucking name? All of her handles are that. What the fuck? Anyways, my name is Madison Shepherd.
I'm Danielle Perez.
This has been a delight. Thank y'all.
Thank
good night.
You guys.
Hey guys, it's Bobby Bones. I host the Bobby Bones Show, and I'm pretty much always sleepy because I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. A couple hours later, I get all my friends together, and we get into a room, and we do a radio show. We share our lives, we tell our stories, we try to find as much good in the world as we possibly can, and we look through the news of the day that you'll care about. Also, your favorite country artists are always stopping by to hang out and share their lives and music too. So wake up with a bunch of my friends on Big 104.7 in Pittsburgh or wherever the road takes you on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome back, everyone. What a lovely time we had. I will say, you know, as my natural whiteness and Pennsylvania-ness, people roasting each other, it always makes me uncomfortable.
Does it?
Except when Madison and Danielle did it to each other. That was like one of the first times I felt actual love between two people roasting each other.
I know. Gentle roasting, what I like to call a braise, if you will. Braising between friends is crucial.
Yes. Or they also kind of like went for each other's throats in a roasty way. I don't know if I would call it gentle, but in a way that there was love in their hands as they grabbed for each other's necks. Guys, I was going through the archives, and I realized we didn't do anything with our July set. So ooh. I wanted to finally bring it to you, because this is really funny. And
don't tell them it's funny. Let them decide.
How's this? I thought it was really funny. You guys can feel however you want to feel.
That's true. Create no expectations.
I don't give a shit. You do what you want with your emotions. I do actually care.
No, we do care very deeply. Way too much. That's literally what we do this for,
yes,
the love.
That is, we have holes inside that we need filled in. So anyway, I wanted to bring you, this is our set from the Virgil from early in July. So you know what? Without further ado, roll it.
We want you guys to relax. We want everyone on stage to relax.
Yeah, it's like, don't be uptight. That's what loosening your butt is about. You know what I'm saying? It's like, get down. You know, get ready. So I feel like we should let you know a little bit about us, let you know where we're at. So Andy and I, as I said, we're engaged. But I feel like, because we've been together 8 years, so there's like a lot of times where, come on, girl. It's like two terms, we get it.
Now it's just pandering.
But I feel like, you know, sometimes you be in a relationship and it's like, we just sit side by side scrolling our phones. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't magic. Nothing going down. But I feel like this week was like a good week for us. I felt this week like I had two prime examples of Andy being my ride or die.
Yes.
It was something where I was like, okay, bitch, you here. You got my back. Because sometimes I don't think about it. Like, the first time, what was our big one? What was the one? Oh, yeah, when you came with me.
You went to the doctor's. Do you want to explain? Do you want to give the setup?
Oh, God, I got a lumpy titty. And so, it's good. It's fine. Thank God, it's fine. But I had to go get an ultrasound on my breast. And you offered to come. And I thought that was just the sweetest thing. Does that mean my standards are low? Wasn't it, though?
When I offered, it just occurred to me, it just like popped in my head, oh, you should say, do you want me to come with you to this? That's how I knew that I truly loved you. That thought just came
Wait,
to me.
Wait, you say 8 years in, that's how you knew? It took you this long to figure out?
You got to have clues all the time, because you never know. Maybe the love dissipates.
Oh, it do?
I've seen Revolutionary Road. I haven't. But I know it's about the dissolution of a marriage.
Okay.
But like previously, you know, if a girlfriend was going to the doctors, I would just be like, you know, text me a thumbs up or thumbs down emoji.
Right, or, real loose. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Maybe a needle if you need chemo. But
bitch, you're not. See? I mean, look, you know what they say. Sometimes you got to get somebody at the right fucking time. You know what I'm saying? You meet somebody too early, they just a messy bitch. And then if you find...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dear listeners, hello! Andy here again with an ad read. Wait, Andy, not Naomi, is doing this? You might be asking yourself. And I'm going to tell you why, because today I'm talking to you about Storyworth. If your parents, if your family are anything like mine, they are wonderful people. But also they are, maybe, a bit repressed. And not really forthcoming with details about their lives, their feelings. You know, they're just tight-lipped about everything except the weather or what's for dinner. And that's why I love Storyworth. Over the course of a year, every week, Storyworth emails your loved ones a thought-provoking question. Things like, what were your next-door neighbors like when you were a child? What would you change about your childhood? Did you have a favorite teacher in middle school? What made them great? Questions that could really allow you to get to know them, and in a manner that might get these folks in your life to actually open up. So they get these questions, they email back their response, you get a copy so that there's something exciting in your inbox besides 300 emails from a restaurant you went to once in 2015, yes, I'm talking about myself mostly, and then after a year, Storyworth compiles all of those stories into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. I mean, Mother's Day is coming up, and my mom, famously difficult to shop for, but with Storyworth, I can learn something about her besides her favorite food? I mean, crab cakes, I know that, but I really didn't know much else about my mom, which is why Storyworth is ideal. And then, when she gets that hardcover book, like a tailored to her autobiography, hoo boy, gotta tell ya, parents love personalized books. It's a fact. So, give all the moms in quotes in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/couples. That's storyworth.com/couples to save $10 on your first purchase.
And I'm right. They're like, what are love? And then you learn about it together. And so I'm very glad.
But you were very surprised.
It's funny because I think it's like, because I'm like the only child of a single mom, and so I was very like, I was raised like, do your fucking thing. You don't need no man. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, so my gut reaction wasn't like, come with me, because I was like, they gonna put the jelly on the titty. We gonna figure something out. I'll holler at you with an emoji, you know? I also wasn't too worried yet, slash, like, you know, I'm not gonna let myself worry until it's a thing to worry. So I was very like, whatever. But then when you offered, yeah. I literally was like, yes, please, I need this. Like,
I felt like I was getting brownie points, though, for no reason. Because basically, you were asking me whether I wanted to read X-Men Blue 31 on the couch at home or X-Men Blue 31 on the couch in the waiting room at the
What's
place.
What's X-Men Blue 31?
It's a comic book.
So I'm not
Look,
familiar.
Either way, I'm going to find out what shenanigans Magneto is up to this month, so it doesn't matter where I'm reading it. So
okay, so way less romantic.
Yeah, basically. I guess I'm trying to drain this of all romance for some reason.
I don't know why. Trying to make yourself look good, bish. I mean, what did you do in the waiting room? You were reading your Magneto.
I read a comic book. I looked at the other people and tried to figure out what their stories were. There was what looked like a mother-daughter combo coming in. I guess the mother taking the daughter for her first mammogram. Is that a thing?
Mommy's first mammogram?
The mom taking the daughter for her first mammogram.
Maybe you could. I mean, all sorts of things were going on back there. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, in the waiting room, you don't know where you are.
Could you imagine my dad flying out here to take me to my first prostate exam?
That would be so sweet. He would bring bagels. He would legit bring bagels.
Andrew, I got you a poppy seed. He doesn't sound like that, just so we're clear. But I don't know, maybe.
It was funny though, because in the back, you know, as you would not be surprised to hear that I'm someone who likes to make conversation. with strangers, right? Let alone in a setting like that, you know, where they're like, take off your top, put on this ill-fitting robe, the opening to the front. You know what I mean? That's when you're like, opening to the front. It's going to be a time. And it was all ladies, so you know, it was like as comfortable, I guess, as that could be. But she told me I had a lumpy breast, a naturally lumpy breast, like a sack of new potatoes. And I was so livid. She meant it as a good thing. Do you mean where she's like, you just got lumpy breast? But it didn't make me feel good. So when I came out and you were like, thumbs up, thumbs down, I was like, like, I'ma live with my sack of taters.
Were you anxious at all?
Yeah, I was anxious. I was very anxious. They make you fill out all these forms, even though I will say, my anxiety, I briefly lost focus on my anxiety when it asked me my weight. Because I said, what the fuck you need that for, an ultrasound? What the fuck you need to know my shit for on that tip? So I was like angry for half a second. But then I did, of course I get, you know, of course it's like nerve wracking. You never friggin' know.
Yeah, but I don't like, I never, until a doctor says you have this or you don't have this, then I don't worry. Up until someone official says it's an actuality. Well, like, I'm not.
Yeah, you've always been cool. You know what I mean? He's always gonna be, he doesn't worry in me. Like, I feel like worrying is an activity. You know what I mean? Like, the way people go to the gym, I worry 3 to 5 times a week to keep myself sharp. So I just channeled it right into that.
No, not me. Not until I get drafted, I am not planning my route to Canada.
Okay,
right?
You gotta wait till you get the letter.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. I mean, look, one of us gotta stay sane. Shit. How else? How else is it gonna happen?
Do you want to talk about the second incident that
you
knew?
Oh, Lord, I've already embarrassed myself in front of you guys with my potato titty. Now, the second thing was this week, Andy and I, we were in this office building recording a podcast, and I went to the bathroom, and I just went to the bathroom like a human. We don't need to get into it. Nothing crazy happened. However, here's the part of the story.
Which number?
What you think with my long-ass pause? What the number was? Shit. So my point being, you as an audience can infer what the goddamn number was. I go to flush. They ain't got no water. Y'all. I literally text Andy from the bathroom. Was like, this is my nightmare. No water. Toilet won't flush. This is how I die. Lovely to know you. Like, that was literally the whole text. I was like, all right, just leave a building. Kill yourself. Like, I was so embarrassed. I didn't know what to do. And so literally I'm just like standing in there like, how do I make water? What do I do? And then you knocked on the door, which I was like, I didn't expect him to knock on the door. I literally expected him to just text me back, ha ha, sucks. But not in a mean way, but like, what are you gonna do way? And then you knocked on the door.
To come to your rescue. Because I know, I am so grossed out by the fact that we have to do this number.
Right. He hates all bodily things.
All bodily functions. I do not. God did give us this gift of life. I don't like that the tax on it was having to push out brown smelly clumps.
Andy, stop it. We all know.
From a hole in our backs.
Stop it.
Was that one of the things? I've never really read the Bible. Is that one of the things when Adam and Eve got kicked out of the Garden of Eden? He's like, Eve, you got a period? Both of you got a poop.
That would be good if he said that. I'd be like, Bible, you got something.
I was like, I respect you, God. I respect you.
But then, like, but the best part is Andy knocked on the door. He literally came in with, like, 2 cups and started trying to fill them, like, from the sink with a little bit of water coming out of the sink. And then he's like, all right, we got to just put it in the tank. But then the tank, so we're doing this, okay? We got a whole system. I'm filling, he's throwing. I'm
like
filling,
like a bucket brigade from the 1850s,
but
right?
But like with literal like cups. And, but then the tank wouldn't fill. No matter what we would put in, it would just go down. And I was just like, oh God, this is hell. I died hours ago. This is my punishment for my behavior on Earth.
We were ready to start new identities, to just leave.
Leave it all behind.
Did you have an idea of one? I knew what my new identity was going to be.
What was your new identity going to be?
Jack Slingshot, adventurer extraordinaire.
An adventurer?
Yeah. I would take people to the jungles of Borneo to find gems.
Bitch, you don't even like to poop. What you doing in a damn jungle? You eat one wayward fruit and it's a wrap.
You got a better way to make money?
So we had our fucking bootleg bucket brigade. And it was like, I had never felt closer to you. That shit was like, oh, that's a ride or die bitch right there. Coming in there with some fucking cups, filling up the tank. We waited till the water came back is basically what happened, in case you went to the end of that story.
We waited it out, yeah.
We did. We
half hour in the bathroom.
And then I fucking like hugged you like we were fucking foxhole brothers. You know what I mean? It was like, we made it. So I just want to thank you for your service this week.
We were in there for so long. Do you think people thought we were doing something improper as opposed to trying to just fill up a toilet tank with water from the sink?
I don't know, because if you heard anything, you just heard me going, shit, shit, fuck. And that's not in a fun way. So I don't think they thought that. It wasn't the fun way.
They don't know how you make love. I felt the entire audience on Naomi's side at that point. I felt everyone look at me with... Come on.
All right, here we go. This is DJ Vlad, and I'd like you to check out the Vlad TV podcast, launching on June 17th. Since 2008, Vlad TV has been giving you hard-hitting, no-holds-barred interviews with some of the biggest rappers, singers, actors, professional athletes, former criminals, and everyone in between. We've interviewed celebrities like The Baby, Cardi B, Migos, Lil Baby, Doja Cat, Omarion, WWE Champion Mark Henry, 21 Savage, Warren Sapp, DC Young Fly, Fat Joe, Danny Trejo, and Charlamagne, and many, many more. We have regular guests like rap legend Boosie, media titan Nick Cannon, comedy legend DL Hughley, and NBA champion John Sally. We're the only ones brave enough to ask the questions that everyone else is too scared to ask. And when we interview someone, it becomes their biggest interview ever. So listen to the Vlad TV podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, you guys. Andy, honestly, I'm glad we played that set because I forgot how much we went through. It was a true test of our love.
I am, and in final summation, I am your ride or die.
You are. You're my ride or die, B. I love it. Thank you so much for it. You guys, I want to bring you, well, we both do. I should never say that I want to bring you something because that implies that maybe you don't. Andy and I want to bring you another tight, tight set from our most recent show at the Virgil. This is Rojo Perez and Tone Bell. You guys, Rojo and Tone are comedians and best friends who perform on the road together.
Rojo's an old friend of ours. He's been on the show before many times in New York.
Yeah, Rojo has been on Conan, Comedy Central, True TV, MTV, and Tone Bell is a comic and actor who's on the new CBS show Fam, and he's a regular on Disjointed on Netflix. He is also on shows like Bad Judge, Whitney, and he has his own Comedy Central Half Hour. So you guys, give it up for Rojo and Tone.
Roll it.
Keep it going for Naomi and Andy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo!
Yep. So fun. Naomi, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. This is so... How you feeling? You feeling okay for a Saturday night, everybody? Yeah. No, fuck that. Are you feeling okay for a Saturday night?
We good? There's a lot more in here. Let's go.
God damn it. Relax.
I feel... I guess we'll say this. We're not lovers. We're friends.
Some
people
we
think we're
some
lovers.
Some think we are.
I guess
we're
I
not,
can
but no. Yeah, whatever.
We travel a lot together.
We're on the road a lot together.
And we love going to the first night we get into a new town.
So if you don't know how comedy shows work, so when you go to city, most of the time you're doing Thursday through Sunday. That's six shows. One Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday. Right? That's how it works. Most Thursday nights we just have a fuck off show. We just get drunk and like have fun with the crowd and then
we like to go to mediocre strip clubs.
But we invite everybody out.
It's not just us in a
corner. Whoever is watching us, we're like, hey, this is where we're going to go. We actually asked the crowd, like, yo, what's a not a stabby strip club?
But not a fancy strip club.
What's like right down
the
middle?
Neither of us had this show that lasted more than a season. So whatever's in between of that, that's where we go.
Neither one of us meaning me, but I
clearly. I was trying to be nice about that.
No, you weren't. So like it's like we don't want to spend no money and get stabbed, but we don't want to spend too much money. So it's like, what's that right down the middle strip club? So like this is like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a while. We'll tell two of our favorites.
Cleveland was
pretty fun.
Cleveland was fun. The club was, we were playing the improv in Cleveland, and there's two other comics. Just keep in mind, this is gonna come back later. There's two comics that are.
They're at another club.
At another club.
Some might say the good club.
I think most might say the good club.
Yeah.
We're the Cleveland Improv. This is like under a bridge. And shit's dirty. It looks like The Wire, if you've ever seen it. It looks like string of bells will come out any second. It's like, sah. It's ridiculous. So we finish with our shows, and then the other two comics come, and they go like, hey, you guys want to hang out tonight? And then we normally just go to dive bars afterwards. And they're like, let's go to the strip club. We're like, okay, with four of us in town, let's go.
And we should have known there was an issue because it was across the street from our club.
Yeah. There was no Uber.
Nobody
involved.
Wants to hang in that area. We're ready.
We're like, oh, it's right there. We mapped it. Like, oh, we just walked across the parking lot. And this was not a nice place. It looked, on the inside, it was like, oh, okay, you guys are trying to be somewhere that people, a destination. It is not. We get inside, and as soon as we get there.
There's maybe four young ladies working.
Maybe.
And they're doing everything. Lights, DJ, dancing, food. They're covering the whole fucking spot.
Everybody's working. The four of us walk in. There's a hostess there. She goes, hey, you guys need a table? We're like, yeah.
Pick one.
We're the only people. And so then they bring four girls up. And like, hey, they'll hang out with you for the night. We're like, yeah, we're the only people in here. So I don't think they have a choice either. And so we go sit down. And
one of the girls brings menus. She brings menu, like diner menus. Like fucking
like
multiple
Cheesecake
pages
Factory
of flipping
menus.
Over.
And we're like, man, we not trying to eat in here.
But I asked about the specials.
Because the special, one of the girls goes, well, just letting you know, guys, there's a special tonight. We have a steak, baked potato, or fries, and a salad for $2.99. Now, three of us are like, okay.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, can I get that?
Stop, shut the fuck up. He started saying that, and I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up. He was trying to ask, can I get my steak?
I wanted a medium rare.
This whole combo is $3. Immediately, I grabbed his wrist, and I was like, yo, it don't matter how you order it. It's going to come however it comes out the bag. And she goes, okay, four dinners. She goes to get four dinners. She brings it back. We eat. It's terrible. She's like jerky, old fries, terrible salad.
You
okay?
Can't have knives in a strip club, first of all. That's how you know there's an issue. There's too much exposed skin. Everybody's just out, and we're chopping at steaks. It's a burger. We're chopping at burgers for $2.99.
They pull us apart.
This is Friday.
That's Friday.
Saturday, we go out, and in Cleveland, there's what they call 4th Street. It's just a one little block, and there's like three or four bars. There's a club there. It's like, and it's closed down. You can't drive through. And then, so the next night, we finish our shows, and we go meet the other comics down there.
That club is on that block.
On that street. It's on 4th Street. And after it, we go to another bar. We're just boozing, whatever, and...
It's probably 2 a.m.
Yeah, there's a lady, a grown woman.
I mean,
she's mature.
This is not a woman you call a chick.
She's paid
this
taxes.
This is a chicken.
Yeah.
This
you
is
call
a, that
a chicken?
She's a grown up.
Okay.
She's a grown up. She's a real woman.
She's seen Tone on one of his canceled shows.
At this point, though, it's only four.
Yeah, yeah, at that time, you're a hot four. she'd seen one, and she's all about tone. She's so into it, and I step outside.
Sidebar, there's nobody else on the street. It's really just like, it's a desolate street. It's just, it's like this small group, and then maybe a couple of people piddling around, but that's it. It's not.
I step like two doors down, and I'm picking up a phone call, and I'm having a cigarette, and I see Tone and the young lady walk out.
She's not young. She's not old, but she's not young. She was probably, I would
she
say
knew
like,
what she was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
And she talks, she was like, hey, I'm a big fan of all your canceled shows. And then she pushes me into a corner, which is like a bookstore, like a little, you know, you walk down a strip mall, you're like a little cove to a store, right? Like a dress up here, two doors, whatever. So she pushes me into this little cove, and she goes, hey, I'm a fan. And I enjoyed the show tonight. And I was like, oh, thank you. She goes, hey, what's up? I was like, what?
And I'm watching. Because I'm having a cigarette. Like, oh, man, this shit look weird as fuck right now. Three doors down. I'm just.
I can kind of see him see me, but I didn't know he saw me. Right? And I'm just like in this corner like, oh, man, this is kind of crazy. Because like, she was like, oh, I don't know how old she was. But like, and she just like grabs her shirt, right? And as I'm sitting over in this corner, she just like, she's like, what's up? And I was like, nothing. And then she's like, I had three kids, and just like, I just want to let you know I'm a big fan. I just want to show you some love. And then she pulls out a titty, okay?
On the street.
On the street.
If you guys forgot where we're at in this story.
On 4th Street in Cleveland, this motherfucker just pulls out a naked titty. Three kids. Titties pops. It wasn't like, it wasn't even like, it was like an excited titty. It was like a... But she pulled shirt and bra right out, and his titty was like, I'm ready for you. it was ridiculous. And it's like, I don't want this judgment. Y'all, now y'all looking at me like I'm weird. And I don't want y'all to think I'm discriminatory against titties. It didn't matter if this titty was flat to the chest or drooped down here. I appreciated it either way. Big fan. Three kids have had this titty. Now, like, I'm always like, man, that's a good titty. I just like.
We got 2 minutes. You want to knock this out real quick?
Yeah.
We went, the second one was Kansas City, our second favorite, and this has no titties, or at least Tone's not involved in any titties. It was Tone's birthday weekend.
Oh, it was my birthday.
Yeah, and we go, same thing. We do a Thursday show, and we go to this dive bar. And at the time, the club has a car. The manager drives you to wherever you want the whole weekend.
Link Continental. And like we invited another comic up with us. Like he happened to be in town doing like a private show. He called me. He's like, hey, I'm in town. Like, yo, come do a set. Like, come, you know, come hang out on the show. So now we leave the club. We leave Kansas City Improv, and it's four of us in this Lincoln Continental. So the manager of the club is driving. He's in a passenger seat. I'm Jay. Right behind him. Jay is in the front seat. I'm right behind
and
him.
That's us in
and
the
then,
back.
And then we're like this in the back.
And we pull up, and it's a town car, tinted windows, the whole thing. and we get a little high.
We're very high.
We're in Kansas City. What else are you going to fucking do?
Extremely high.
So we get high, and we look into the bar, and it happens to be the bar's off to the left, but there's a
it
connection.
It extends, yeah.
And the connection, we see through the window.
There's like four windows.
A couple.
In the last window.
A guy and a girl. We don't know who they are.
You keep making them seem like they're 19.
Okay.
These people were at least 40.
Sir and a miss. Does that feel better?
I prefer you to say a sir and a ma'am.
Okay, a sir and a ma'am.
These are grown-ups, people with 401ks. And if they dishwasher break, they got to fix that shit themselves.
We got to go ahead.
All right. And so we're looking at it through the window, and they're like, so now we're just sitting in the car. All four of us are just looking at them. We're all high as shit. We're looking at them. And for some reason, I go, man, I should tape this. So I start Instagramming live in this whole thing. So now it's just this dude. It's just dude and this chick, like, face-to-face against this wall, right? And they're just fucking kicking it. And then we'll watch for, like, 10 minutes. And then next thing you know, I'm the dude. Just to give you, he has a crazy mustache. No other facial hair, just crazy mustache. But he has a polo shirt tucked in his khaki, so you know kind of where he works, right? And so out of nowhere, we can only see up to the waist, but at the same time, like, he just does, like, this.
And you see her go. Like the head goes back.
And we're like, oh, shit.
Somebody got a finger at the bar. Like, that's exactly what's happening. Because we see his shoulder. You start seeing that fucking move.
And you're like, man, I know what that is.
And we're Instagram, he's Instagram live the whole thing as we're doing it. It's like me, we're talking shit, we're doing the whole thing. And then they fucking flip
they
around.
They switch. And then and then you just see him do this.
And her hand starts, you see this motion going.
And you're like,
from
oh
her.
Man, that's a belt. And this dude's getting a hand job in the bar.
So we're
we shouldn't be doing this.
We're commenting about this whole thing, and then our buddy Jay is so high, he's watching it on his phone.
In the car
on some Instagram live shit. He go, and he's watching, like, man, Tone's a fool for this one. Like, motherfucker, you're a fool. You're in it with us right now.
You're in the car watching what I'm taping, okay? So now Jay goes, man, we should go catch him right now. We should go look at this. And so we get out the car, all four of us get out the car. I'm taping go to the door. They left, we walk in.
This is so good. We walk up to the bartender.
We sit down. We sit down. You know, there's a dude, like four windows down in the bar, getting a hand job by the pool table. Just, you know.
And the bartender goes, oh, you mean jerk off Gary? Like, motherfucker, we gotta go. This is not the city for us. Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. Have a good night. Enjoy the rest of the show. Bye.
Hope we're out.
Oh, man. Strip clubs, no.
I'm glad I was like never a road comic. Mm-hmm. I didn't have it in me. You gotta find fun in the darkest of places.
And it's always a strip club. I've never heard a story from a road comic about doing... It's either we went to see a movie... or we went to a strip club. There's nothing like, oh yeah, we went and saw the historic sites in, you know, downtown Akron or whatever. It's always strip club movie, strip club movie.
You guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to hit us up, you can find us on Twitter at Naomi and Andy. Individually, I am at Blacktress, and Andy is at Andy Beckerman.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at Couples Therapy Pod, and you can go to the website, which is couplestherapypod.com. You can get merch there. We got t-shirts, we got mugs, and other assorted sundries to put on your body.
And you can also get tickets to the live show on couplestherapypod.com. The next show is Saturday, November 3rd, 8 p.m. at the Virgil in L.A. We're going to have Jenna Friedman and Josh Epstein. We're going to have Zach Fox and Jack Knight, Nick Vatterott and
Nick Turner. And also Will Miles and Julia Rossi. I'm very excited. These are four duos I think are great. Some of them are actual personal friends of ours that we think not just funny people, but also nice people that we like. So this is going to be a very cool one. If you go to the website, couplestherapypod.com, go to see us live. You can get tickets there. $8 in advance, $10 at the door. But you know what, guys? Don't wait.
Get them in advance. Take a load off. Set it and forget it. That's what I always say.
What's that anxiety?
You gotta do. Live that way. You guys, see you next week. Love you. Bye.
Peace.
Young world, the world is yours. It is I, OCT, the producer of the Baller Alert Show podcast, featuring none other than myself
and the kid Ferrari Simmons
with your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo.
The Baller Alert Show podcast is here for you, keeping you in the know with the latest of your favorite celebrities, current events, and providing free game to the listeners in need.
So join the talk of the town because it's going down.
It's the Baller Alert Show podcast, baby.
Don't you ever forget.
We not only cover the latest in entertainment,
but we're bringing you the entertainment directly from the source.
That's right. We have celebrity guest hosts, exclusive interviews,
and it all goes down on the Baller Alert Show podcast. We are your number one source for the culture.
So like DJ Khaled says, don't ever play yourself.
yourself. Join the conversation today.
Head on over to the Ball Alert Show and join me, Ferrari Simmons.
Join me, Sue Solo. And it's all produced by me, OCT, on the Ball Alert Show podcast.
Available on iHeartRadio app,
on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Bobby Bones. I host the Bobby Bones Show, and I'm pretty much always sleepy because I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. A couple hours later, I get all my friends together, and we get into a room, and we do a radio show. We share our lives, we tell our stories, we try to find as much good in the world as we possibly can, and we look through the news of the day that you'll care about. Also, your favorite country artists are always stopping by to hang out and share their lives and music too. So wake up with a bunch of my friends on Big 104.7 in Pittsburgh or wherever the road takes you on the iHeartRadio app.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.